morning, everybody, and welcome back. Today, for our third episode, we will talk about odor emission from bituminous mixed plants and what a challenge changing how we monitor these emissions can be. We are here today with Giovanni Cappelli, a researcher from the University of Florence, who happens to be also the author of a very interesting white paper on odor emission. It is a pleasure to meet you, Giovanni.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
So, Giovanni, tell us more about the approach you use to explain the new way of monitoring odor emission from bituminous mixed plant. What is it about?
Well, so as we know, water treatment or bituminous mixture plants has BMP represent a common source of odor. The characterization of the odor impact from these plants is challenging due to the plant configuration. Some phases of their production process involve large and open areas, so transient emissions are frequent and common. It is important to underline that focusing on the BMPs, odor in these sites mainly arise from bitumen loading area. These areas are where high temperature bitumen were pumped from a tank truck to the plant reservoir, or other important area are the bituminous mixture releasing area, where the final product is released in a lorry, and it is released at high temperature ranging from 170 to 190 degrees.
I see, Giovanni. Thank you. You've been extremely precise. But what is it challenging to track the BMP down?
Their presence in ambient air can result in the discomfort of the employers, but not only, also of the resident of the neighbor areas. So we read the report from past few years when residents complained about the odor emission, and they alerted the authorities on it. So because nobody likes odors, and nobody wants to have such experience with these issues.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it can be extremely dangerous for our health, right?
Exactly. There is an example of compounds that could cause psychosomatic symptoms as anxiety, stress, headache, dizziness, nausea, or loss of consciousness. So monitoring this substance should represent a priority.
I totally agree with you. What do you think, in your opinion, are the main challenges for institutions, you know, countries and authorities?
Well, this is a crucial question, Julia. First of all, let me say that it is not only about the detected odor. The impact of the malodorous exposure is determined by cognitive appraisal, community interest, but also by is affected by other several factors. Understanding this factor is essential, and not always the governing bodies have established fair and effective regulation that addresses the community needs. For example, in thinking at European countries, countries like Portugal, Greece, Austria have no currently specific odor legislation, while other countries, as Germany, present only specific regulation, but for waste management activity or specific industrial activity, not a regulation concerning the odor emission in general.
I see. You talked about, neighboring countries, but what about Italy?
Italy is a clear example of how the situation about odor emission is tricky. Italy have no national regulation. On one hand, we have some region like Puglia or Lombardia that due to the intense industrial activity insisted in their territories, have already introduced regulation and limits for other emission. On the other hand, other regions have not introduced yet a specific regulation. However, the interest of the community about these issues is arising, so the regulation will not be long in coming.
I see. What about your study group? You work with us, you know, with pollution analytical equipment for so long. So let me say we are glad to have you as partner. What were the main obstacles that you found while investigating this important issue?
You are right. We have been partners for long, and also for us, it's a pleasure to work with you. I'd say it was difficult to characterize both spatial temporary and chemically the odor emission from PMPs that had brought several complaints from neighbor houses. Thus, we have developed a multi-step monitoring approach to assess odor emission. This approach includes not only dynamic olfactometry, but at the same time we have used the PIXSDC from pollution analytical equipment. I said before, we have the need to spatiotemporally define the malodorous emission, and this has been obtained thanks to the versatility and the main features of the PIXSDC. This instrument in the first step of this of our study was trained with the odorous fingerprint from bituminous conglomerate, and then it the instrument was placed between the plants and the neighboring houses to pinpoint the emission events.
Giovanni, I think you've been extremely clear today. Thank you very much for being with us, and please come back whenever you like, and also don't forget to say hi to Florence for me.
Thank you for this opportunity, Giulia. For us, it's important that the public and the community are informed on such important issues for the environment, but also for their health. Florence, thank you.
I think that's it for today. You can follow up our initiatives on our website, pollution.it. And if you're interested in reading the white paper, you can find it on our website. Thank you for being with us, and talk to you soon. Bye.
This podcast is sponsored by PodcastFarm.co, leader in business podcast productions.